Game two of the ALDS between the Indians and Yankees from Progressive Field. CC Sabathia on the hill for the Yanks, trying to level the series. Corey Kluber getting the start for the Tribe. He comes in 5-0 in five starts versus the Yankees since 2014. Pick it up first inning. Gary Sanchez trying to get the Yankees off to a good start.
And the pitch swung on and hit in the air to center field and deep. Back goes Kipnis on the track, and it is gone! Over the center field wall on the 3-1 pitch, a damage pitch. He is the Sanchino. Oh, that Gary is scary. He hits a two-run home run over the center field wall. It quiets the crowd, and the Yankees take a 2-0 lead. And the 2-2 to Hicks. Swung on and hit in the air to right field. Bruce back on the track. He's at the wall. She's gone. Aaron Hicks hits a three-run home run. Hicks hits one to the sticks. It's a three-run blast, and the Yankees take a 6-3 lead. And again, the 0-2 is inside, and it hit him. He didn't know it. It must have brushed his shirt. Sanchez is talking to the home plate umpire, Dan Iasona. It must have brushed his shirt. He didn't know he got hit. He was pointed to first base. Base is loaded, two out.
Well, and Joe had his hand up. They're not ready to give into this quite yet. So Sanchez goes out. Didi comes in.
I just saw the pitch again. I didn't see it hit him. The ball went right into Sanchez's mitt.
Let's see. I don't know where it could have hit him.
And the pitch hit in the air to deep right down the line, and it is gone, a grand slam. Right down the line, it may have hit the pole. A grand slam for Lindor, and it's now an 8-7 game. Here's the 3-1, swung on, a high drive to deep left. Gardner looking up, and that ball is gone. Over the high scoreboard wall in left center to tie the game. Well, I said it was a damage pitch, and Bruce did a lot of damage. He had a high drive to left center over the high scoreboard wall, and the game is all tied, and the Yankees have blown an 8-3 lead. The pitch, and it's taken high. The throw back to second. Not in time. Close. Gomes made a good throw.
He sure did. He throws out 40% of the runners trying to steal. That was a terrific throw. Toe just got back. And now they're going to look at it.
Well, you can tell by the roar of the crowd, he's out.
So he's out 2-6.
He's out 2-6. And there's one out, no one on. Now Gardner's not bunting in the count 1-0. Now, once again, it'll be a 3-2 to Gomes. With a winning run off second and no one out, and the pitch is grounded fair over third, the ball game will be over. Rounding third is Jackson, coming home, and the ball game is over. Indians win.
The Indians win a stunning game in walk-off fashion, 9-8 and 13 innings. Cleveland takes a commanding 2-0 lead in the best-of-5 series. It's the first ever postseason victory for the Indians, in which they trailed by more than 3 runs. It's their 30th come-from-behind win this year. The Yankees with a stunning Game 2 loss. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
We looked at, you know, this is kind of what we've done all year with Greeny. You know, it was set up for Greeny to come in, and, you know, I decided to go. You know, usually we give CC, you know, somewhere around 90 pitches. I think he was at 80, and it was set up for our bullpen. And I went there, and it didn't work.
On the center aisle, Joe. Andrew.
Joe, with Chisenhall, what happened on not challenging the hit by pitch?
Yeah, there was nothing that told us that he was not hit on the pitch. By the time we got the super slow-mo, we were a minute, probably beyond a minute. It was way too late. You know, they tell us we have 30 seconds. They will take longer in replay. And probably being a catcher, my thought is I never want to break a pitcher's rhythm. You know, that's how I think about it. So if it's not something, there was nothing that said he was not hit.
Could you wait and ask for more time?
They said 30 seconds. We talk about that in the meeting all the time.
Joel, to your right, Joe.
Joe, it seemed, though, that Sanchez was trying to say that he was hit.
Right.
Being it's already the sixth inning,
yeah,
why not just go ahead and do it?
I guess I could have, Joel, again, being the catcher that I am, I think about rhythm, you know, for the pitcher and not taking him out of his rhythm.
Other questions? In the back, we'll get you the microphone.
Joe, it might be too soon to tell, but who will or who will not be available for the game three?
I'm not really sure. We'll have to wait and see.
And then Tanaka is still safe for it.
Yeah.
On the center, Andrew.
Joe, you used Chapman for two innings. Did you think about bringing him in the eighth so he could go on the
Yeah, I had him up to relieve Robbie if I felt that we needed him. You know, the one thing that we haven't done a whole lot is throwing Chappie two innings, and you're never sure how that first inning, what if he throws 22, 23 pitches? But he was very efficient tonight and threw really well.
Ronald Torreyes thrown out on the base paths. He spoke after the game.
Son cosas del juego, preparado mentalmente, son cosas del juego que pasan. Solo pasó.
I mean, you go into the game prepared mentally, you know, and stuff like that is part of the game. You never want stuff like that to happen to you, and unfortunately it happened this time.
Did he expect the call to be overturned by replay? And did he know he was out?
Cuando estaban en llevar una jugada a repetición, tú sabías que iba a ser out. Tú te sentías que estaba safe. Sabía que iban a cambiar la llamada.
Bueno, el árbitro lo cantó seis. Yo pensé que yo era safe. Claro. Fueron al video y fue out, pero por poco, pero son cosas que pasan, son cosas de juego.
I mean, I definitely felt that I was safe, and the umpire there called the play safe. They went to replay, and it showed that I was out by a little bit. And, you know, it's, like I said before, it's part of the game.
Gary Sanchez belted a home run in the loss and was at the center of many big plays in this one. He spoke after.
Qué difícil. Nosotros estamos saliendo al terreno del 100% nosotros. Vamos a irnos juego a juego.
It's never hard because you have to take one game at a time. And, like I said, many times before, you got to go out there and give your best all the time.
The Yankees will try and trim the series deficit to 2-1 with Game 3 at Yankee Stadium on Sunday. Masahiro Tanaka on the hill.